Now, the actress Emma Watson has grown up before our very eyes on screen, appearing as Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter films. She's academically gifted, radiantly beautiful, just 18, and never needs to work again. Apart from that, she's got nothing going for her. In her latest role, she stars as the voice of Princess P in the animated feature film The Tale of Despero, directed by Sam Fell and Robert Stephenhagen. Here she is as the princess being comforted by Despero the mouse, who's heard her crying.
You're sad.
Yes.
Because you have longing.
You're a strange little mouse.
Thank you.
Where did you hear that? About the longing?
In a story.
A story? About what?
About a princess like you, in a castle like this.
Oh. You're a smooth little mouse, aren't you? Bet you tell that to all the princesses.
Emma Watson as Princess P, and she told me something about the process of voicing an animated character.
First of all, they show you kind of some previs, they show you some kind of sketches of what the scene will look like, but they're very rough. Basically, they work around my voice, so I'll do the recording first from a script, and then they'll put the animation to my voice, so that comes afterwards. And I mean, it's very different from being in a film, because usually you would use your face and your body language to express your emotion, but instead you need to put everything into your voice. And of course, also, you're in a studio and you're not working with other actors and actresses, and you're not reacting to anything. So
are you in complete isolation then? Did you not meet any of the other people doing the voices?
Well, actually, I did meet Matthew Broderick, who came over from LA to do a couple of days voice recording with me, which was actually hugely helpful, because, well, it just gives you something to respond to.
You better explain. He's the voice of the little
mouse. Matthew Broderick, yes. He plays Despero, the little mouse, the main character. So, yeah, that was really good. I met Dustin Hoffman at an awards ceremony and said, oh, we're going to be in the same film together. Isn't it strange that we haven't met? So, yeah.
It's quite a cool thing to be able to say to Dustin Hoffman, actually.
Yes, I think
it's not bad, is it?
No, not really.
No. And you are an English princess, or are you just a princess?
I play Princess P, who is princess of the land of Dor, which is very famous for making soup. That's kind of their thing.
But it all goes horribly wrong, because the queen meets a very untimely end, doesn't she?
Yes, she has a heart attack because a rat jumps into her soup and she dies. And the king goes into mourning and banishes all rats from the kingdom and won't let, you know, no soup is allowed to be made ever again. It's really nice, because it actually, the whole of the story turns out to be about forgiveness, really, and that sometimes people make mistakes, they do things without meaning to, that, you know, things go round in cycles and circles, and as long as you can kind of forget and forgive, then, you know, things can get better again.
There is a happy ending, though, isn't there?
There is a very happy ending.
Thank goodness.
There is.
So the children
can right in the end.
Go and see this over Christmas and be assured of a happy ending.
Oh, yeah. No, it's got some very, very funny moments, and it's nice. I think it works on lots of different levels, because it's told in a kind of narrative way. Sigourney Weaver is the narrator of the story, so you've got this kind of voiceover all the way over, so it has that kind of Aesop's fable kind of feel. But then, you know, you've got this hugely comical little mouse with very big ears, kind of Dumbo, but a mouse, if you can imagine it.
He is cute.
He's very, very cute. Mm.
There's going to be a few cuddly toys sold on the strength of the mouse,
yes,
I think.
Oh, yes, there will. Yeah. Definitely.
Yours is a pretty extraordinary life, isn't it? You mentioned earlier that you come across Dustin Hoffman, as you do.
Yes.
Do you ever worry sometimes that the extraordinary first part of your life is going to, it has been so extraordinary, that the rest of it just won't live up to it? I mean, where does someone like you go from here?
I would be lying if I said that I didn't. Kind of wonder, wow, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do next? But at the same time, I mean, I'm excited. I will have been making Harry Potter films for over a decade when I finished. And, you know, I'm going to university in September, and that will be another very big adventure. The incredible thing about being in the films is that it's given me so many choices and opportunities. You know, Harry Potter is one thing in itself, and it's been incredibly successful, and they're wonderful films, but, you know, there's so much more that I can explore as an actress.
It's going to be quite tough for you to go to university on an equal footing with other people, I guess, do you think?
Yes and no. It's something that I've always done. You know, I have always been coming in and out of school, and it's something that I feel really passionate about and something that I really want to do. And I think I'm, in the sense that I have a real thirst for knowledge and learning, and I really want to go and be part of a community at university. And
what are you going to be studying?
Well, at the moment I'm looking at universities both in the States and over here. If you go to America, you don't have to declare your major until your third or your fourth year.
Right.
Or your junior and your senior year, as they call it.
But if you were here...
But if I was here, I would study English literature.
English.
Is
yeah.
there is there one of the English greats that you think you could really do differently, that you'd be...
So
really
many of them have been stolen. So many of them have already been played.
Well, these awful women who've got there before you.
Yes.
How dare they?
God damn them. No, I don't know. I'm sure I'll find something. It's so hard when you're doing interviews because you get asked these questions and your mind goes blank. And then as soon as you leave the room, you suddenly go, ah, damn, why didn't I say that? That would have been a great answer.
There's more to you even than acting, isn't there? The fact that you are an academic. I mean, there's no point beating about the bush. You're incredibly academically gifted. But you also like fly fishing.
Oh no.
Or is that not true?
Actually,
is that a myth?
No, well, my dad used to take me when I was a lot younger. It's actually a passion of his.
Oh, that's a bit different.
So that's a little bit different. Actually, when I was younger, I used to make the flies that you cast when you go fishing. But no, it's not something that I do now. Not really, no.
So you're too honest, really. You should say, oh yes, I really love fly fishing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's
no,
right.
I mean,
no,
it's a lovely thing to do. It's not, it's, I think it was a really fun thing to do when I was younger. Mm. I used to go with my brother and my dad and... It was quite nice.
It was a bonding exercise.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and family bonding is good.
Family bonding.
You're also now, you're linked to Chanel, aren't you? Can you explain what your role with or for Chanel is?
It's really hard to explain. I have a relationship with them in the sense that I love their clothes and they have very kindly lend me clothes to wear to kind of public events. And I don't know, I guess I have a kind of loyalty to them. But that's, you know, that's it. I mean... I don't know, there was this kind of massive story a couple of months ago that I was stealing Keira Knightley's contract.
And that's not true.
No, of course not.
But you're very young to have to deal with that kind of thing being said about you. Stuff that isn't true.
Yes.
Do you get fed up?
Yes, I do. I really do. I think it's not just for me that it's frustrating that people write things about me which aren't true or that I haven't said or that are just complete fantasy. But, you know, it's disappointing that if I know that people write things about me which are based on... so little truth, you know, what can they write about other things? What can you believe when you pick up a newspaper or you know you read it? It's terrifying.
Well,
really.
I guess as far as you're concerned, it's only going to get worse, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, I mean, to be honest, I don't have a huge amount to complain about. I think the press have been very good to Dan, Rupert and I really don't have a lot to complain about.
Well, to a degree, that's because you're somewhat protected by the Harry Potter brand, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think also all of us, we quite like to be normal and want a normal life, and we don't court it or encourage it, really, unless it's a part of promoting the films or part of promoting a film that we are doing.
The 8-year-old Emma Watson, who so desperately wanted to be Hermione.
Yes.
Did she really know what she had in store, do you think?
No, she had no idea. She really didn't have a clue.
I think people would love to think that you and Daniel Radcliffe and Rupert got together and watched DVDs together and ate buckets of popcorn. Are you mates?
We are very supportive to each other when we're working.
Are you mates, Emma?
I feel no. We are. I mean, we don't have a bad relationship at all.
No.
We get on really well.
But
I mean,
it's a job, isn't it?
It is a job. Yeah. But we spend so much time together when we're working. Mm. If we spent time outside of that together as well, we'd never see our family or our friends. You know, it's crazy.
So, what about the future university? Where I guess you will be, if you concentrate on that, whether it's here or abroad, you'll be sort of left alone a bit, won't you? Is that your hope?
Yeah.
Or do you intend to act while you're studying?
University holidays are quite large, and you know, not all films are as big as Harry Potter. You can make a small independent film in 4 or 5 weeks, you know, and I'll get, you know, 2 or 3 months in the summer, and you know, I'll have time off which I can go and do whatever I want with, and so hopefully I'll be able to juggle it as I have been doing.
So the bug that led you to want to be Hermione when you were a little girl, you've still got it, haven't you?
I still got it. Mm. No, it's something, film is something that I've really grown to love. It's not something that I was brought up with or that my family was anyway involved with. You know, my parents are academics, they're lawyers, they're not, you know, they don't watch films, they don't, it's just not something that I knew anything about. But it's a bug, it's really grown on me, and now I think it's such an amazing medium. Having the opportunity to do things like Tale of Despero and Ballet Shoes for the BBC last year as well, you know, doing things outside of it really made me realise, actually, I do love this and I want to do this.
So you've never had that feeling, stop this, I want to get off?
I think everyone in it, like, whatever they do, you know, has moments of panic that, you know, gosh, is this Is this right? I think particularly with Harry Potter, because it's so big and it's loved by so many people, that it's quite...
It's a responsibility.
It's a responsibility. Yeah. But I love it, and I wouldn't swap it in a million years. I really wouldn't.
That's the actress Emma Watson, and the film The Tale of Despero is in cinemas all over the country on Friday.